This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not.
Over to you, Bobby. Are we drinking Kool-Aid or taking truth serum about these Dallas Cowboys? As they wrapped up minicamp yesterday, they are done with their offseason programmed. They will next be on the football field here in about 6 weeks or so when they are in Oxnard, California for training camp.
Oxnard.
And the Cowboys, as we are going to take a look at each position group and how we feel about where the Cowboys are at right now, stability-wise along the roster. And I think it's important to note really quickly that they worked out a couple of different players yesterday, and this is typically what they do at the end of minicamp. They will either the last day of minicamp, day after, or the week after before the coaches leave for a little bit of a break. They'll take a look at just various players at positions that they feel we need to solidify these before we get into training camp. And so it's usually an indicator of where the coaching staff feels like their positions are questionable. So they worked out two cornerbacks yesterday, two defensive linemen. Then they worked out a veteran offensive tackle, George Fant. And Fant is the one that I think is probably indicative that they have some questions at swing tackle. The defensive lineman that they worked out, they had worked out Perrion Winfrey, formerly from Oklahoma, Devery Levelston. And then the corners they had were Robert Rochelle and Jerry Jacobs, two guys who have come out of the draft in recent years, but have been in the USFL and your UFL, whichever one it is now, and contributed there. So we're going to take a look at the Cowboys position groups, and since I was out at camp and or at mini camp and the OTAs and taking it all in, I did get eyes on some things that would make me feel better about certain situations, but it also maybe placed me too close and made me feel like I might be sipping a little bit of Kool-Aid. Mm-hmm. And so you guys, as having just seen the offseason moves and instead maybe feel like you can sift through what is shady propaganda potentially from excited reporters, you guys can give the perspective of, all right, we're not in it right there. So here's how we're going to grade these things. We're going to look at the position groups and we're going to grade it on, are you excited about this position group? Meaning slam dunk, total confidence, I feel good. Confident, which is probably a little more optimistic, but not necessarily certain. Uncertain, which is just, I have no idea about it. Concerned, or you think they're doomed and you feel certainty that this position's broken unless they change the dynamic up. So let's start here at the quarterback position with a recovering Dak Prescott, the addition of Joe Milton, and Will Greer in the quarterback room. You want to lead us off, Sean?
Yeah, I'll say confident because of the things around Dak. I could have concern because of the injury and the age and all that. I'll say confident because of how I feel about the offensive line and the addition of George Pickens. So, confident.
Chop.
Confident, just the quarterback room you talk about?
Mm-hmm.
Confident. The obviously the issue is like how many games are the others gonna have to play?
Right. Does he stay completely healthy, yeah, or do you need what I think right now would be Will Greer versus potentially Joe Milton, depending on where his how far he comes along in terms of the processing and things like that. So which one are you going to settle with?
I would say confident.
Confident. Okay. All right. When it comes to
and you,
I
dare you say excited. Come on. homer it up to start.
Confident. I know I was actually confident or uncertain because I don't know what Dak's health is going to be like. This is a year to like kind of make or break. Does he have a health issue moving forward?
I'm confident for 13 games.
You mentioned the things around him and the addition of George Pickens. This was Dak yesterday talking about his impression of George Pickens to this point.
Yeah, I don't think that's why you should ever really listen to what somebody else says about somebody. I think you should judge everyone for, not judge, but find out for yourself who they are and allow them to reveal them their character to you. The guy's been great. He's been phenomenal. He's a guy that loves football, loves his teammates. He's been excited every day that he's been here. He's been early. So no concerns on the personal matters of GP and anything about it. Just super excited that he's on our team. He's one of us, and he's a brother, and it's just about continuing to grow and making sure that we're putting the best out there, and that's his approach.
Great answer.
Hit it out of the park.
But it doesn't hold a lot of weight. There's been no incompletion that matters. There's been no miscommunication.
None.
There's been no thought in George's mind right now about getting paid.
No sideline issues.
All this sounds all nice and sweet until the bullets are live.
Which is why this does not reflect. This right here does not reflect on we were wrong about George Pickens. This can only be graded on the how is Dak's political game? Is it sharp right now? Is he giving the right answer? Because there's a way to mess up that answer.
Yeah.
And
George could have come in initially. Like, you meet people in life who are immediate jackasses.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to find out about them. You know it. So at least George, according to Dak, is checking all the boxes.
All right, we're doing the confidence meter in the Cowboys position groups as they head off to their off-season vacation before training camp here in about 6 weeks in Below the Belt, which is brought to you by D&M Leasing. Check them out at dmautoleasing.com. Chop, we'll start with you here on the running back group, which is Miles Sanders and Javonte Williams. And then behind that, you've got Deuce Vaughn and then the drafted players, Jaden Blue and Phil Maffa.
I'm uncertain. And the uncertainty has nothing to do with the running backs. It has to do with the offensive line. I like Jaden Blue. I'm excited about Jaden Blue. I'm excited about seeing what he has. I'm not very excited about Miles Sanders.
Man, Bobby didn't hype you up on Miles Sanders the past 2 weeks?
No. No. You cannot hype me up on a running back on his third team.
Okay.
That means he's been in the league too long.
Sean,
I'm uncertain because I think by the end of the year, Blue will be the best running back on this team. By the end of the year, he might be right away just because he has the freshest legs.
Concerned. I'll be a little more negative. Uncertain is kind of like concerned, but I was really concerned, and I may have even said doomed last year, and Rico finished strong. But I'll go concerned and leaving room to change to uncertain.
Yeah, I would. I'm going to put myself at uncertain right now because, I mean, they got a guy they liked, Blue. I think Sanders is looking good. Brian Schottenheimer had a lot of really high praise for Javonte Williams yesterday in terms of the way he practices. He talked about, thank you for reminding me. He said, I need to ask him. He said, because it's been sticking out to me. I need to ask him who taught him how to practice. Because it's very clear somebody taught him how to handle himself and how to go through certain logistics. So I'm on uncertain, though, but I've trended up a little. I probably was concerned. All right, we are doing the breakdown of the position groups for the Cowboys and the confidence level heading into training camp. I'm going to group together the tight ends and the receivers for pass catchers. So we've got the, obviously, Pickens addition in there. You've got Ferguson, who was down last year, is looking for a bounce-back season. Brevin Spanford and Schoonmaker in the tight end room. But you've got all the receivers behind that. Mingo, Tolbert, Turpin, that little collection of guys who were trying to fit in as the two who ended up bumping now for a competition for three. How do you feel, Sean?
Including the tight ends, drag that down. That was an attempt for you to drag that down a little bit for me. otherwise, it was going to be easy excitement.
But okay.
I'll keep it at excited. I'm excited for George Pickens. I'm excited to see what Pickens does for Lamb. I'm excited for...
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
For Turpin, because one of the observations yesterday from practice was Brian Schottenheimer playing around with a bunch of different combinations. Cross-training. Turpin work at running back. Deuce Vaughn work at receiver. Hunter Lipke work at tight end. So, including the tight ends did not help or excite me, but I'll stay at excited.
Okay, Chop, where do you fall down on this one for the pass catch?
And I was terrified before the move. Doomed. Not doomed. Terrified before the trade.
Before the pick and strip? Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. Pickens is a good player. Obviously, we know what Lamb is. I still think Ferguson is. I'm not worried about last year. I'm not worried about that because, you know, Dak wasn't there for half the year, so I don't think you can use any of their numbers. So, yeah, there's excitement. This is still a good offense. Like, the idea that this is a bad offense, no. This offense is going to put up 26, 27 a game.
We've heard a lot about scheme changes. Pickens was a big part of the personnel additions. Dak was asked yesterday, all right, outside of scheme, what is your outlook for the personnel changes that have occurred?
The changes we've made, and not just offense, but defense as well, bringing in people. I mean, obviously what George adds really opens up all those other receivers, right? Some of the guys we're looking for, who's going to be the two? I mean, I think it just gives them a little safety net in the sense to go earn and just to go play free and go make a huge jump. Guys like Mingo and Tolbert and the way the backs have approached this thing, I'm super excited. I mean, I know we've made some changes, as I said, or as you said, personnel and then the scheme. That'll just come with it. I think Shotty's done a good job with this mini camp of putting guys in the right places, putting guys in space and allowing guys to see how he's going to use them.
And I am, while you three are excited when you include Dak Prescott saying I'm excited to see it, I'm going to go confident. And even if it was outside, if you took the tight end group away, I would still be confident in the receivers. It's still just, it is a three receiver league. I don't know what the third receiver is going to look like. And Pickens does need to show, like, hey, I've got to prove some things here in terms of my stability with the organization. And then we'll do the offensive line here last. We'll pick up with the defense next week. Offensive line, are you excited, Sean Sharif? Confident, uncertain, concerned, or they're doomed?
I'm excited, but my second answer would be uncertain. It's easy to say uncertain, but look, man, we got three first-round young picks together in Guyton, Booker, and Smith. That should produce a bunch of stud offensive line play. So I don't know if it's going to work. In a lot of these answers, I would like to be confident above all else. Excitement is nothing certain. Confident right. Has more certainty. But I'm excited, but I'm leaving open a lot of room to be uncertain or concerned if Guyton plays like he did, if Booker has a Guyton-type rookie season, what's going to happen with Steele? There's a lot of question marks, but I'm excited right now because of the pedigree.
Yeah, I'm excited with a dash of concern. Got to have it. Got to have a dash of concern in there because this thing could blow up. But I'm excited because you've got – it's the same formula, essentially, that they used with the previous one. Let's just keep stockpiling first-round draft picks on an offensive line, and let's go. And that's exactly the formula they used for the last 10 years.
Excited. I think both the tackles are going to be a lot better. And I think that the floor for Tyler Booker is a better player than what Zach Martin was giving you last year.
B-Low.
D-Belt.
With our insider Bobby Belt on the home of the Dallas Cowboys and Texas Rangers. Let's hook you up with an early Father's Day gift. Our final Luke Bryan ticket giveaway of the week and our brand new segment, Worst Take of the Week. Is it the Cooper Flag comparison? Zach Wolchuk or Peyton Russell, who has no idea what I'm talking about? Worst take after this. He's shaking his head slowly.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.